from the earth that sailed in storm and rain, to Karbala's land of grief and pain. One held life through water's wave, one showed truth and died so brave. From the ark to Karbala.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Dear viewers of Madri Channel, welcome back to our program, our special program, From the Ark to Karbala. In today's episode, inshallah, we are going to discuss regarding event which is related to the day of Ashura. And that event related to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and the fire of Namrud. And inshallah, before we begin, we will enlighten our hearts with a fadilat and an excellence, a virtue of sending salutations upon the best of creation, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites 1,000 times salawat upon me daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, this month of Muharram has a lot of excellences. A lot of events have taken place in this month. Especially the 10th of Muharram al-Haram is a very special day known as the day of Ashura. And those viewers who have joined us now and have not yet followed up with our previous episodes, do watch them inshallah whenever you have an opportunity. But just to give you a recap, on the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, many events have occurred, including the repentance of Hazrat Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, events related to Dawood alayhi salam, the Ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, the fire in which Ibrahim alayhi salam was put and the fire had become cooled down due to the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was also related to the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. Speak about Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam and his prolonged sickness. You talk about Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam and his eyesight. Talk about Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and being thrown into the well. You speak regarding the martyrdom of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So in this series of episodes, we will discuss in every episode an event or few events which are related to the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. So today's topic of ours is regarding Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and the fire of Namrud, because it was the 10th of Muharram al-Haram when Ibrahim alayhi salam was put in the fire, and the fire had cooled down by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that entire event as well, we will try to cover it up. But before that, we will discuss regarding the introduction of Ibrahim alayhi salam and what grade of a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Ibrahim alayhi salam is. And what are his excellences? What are his beauties related to what the Quran has mentioned, what the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned? Every prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great, 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 no doubt. Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam is amongst those who have the greatest of great personality. Subhanallah azza wa jal. So alhamdulillah, once again, today we are present in front of you. And alhamdulillah, on seated with me is Maulana Shams Madani, who is a brilliant Nath Khan as well, a brilliant Ali Madin, and Maulana Ismail Banali, a teacher of Jamiatul Madina, and a great speaker, a great Ali Madin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them both. But since Maulana Shams Madani has been blessing us with his melodious voice in the past 2 days by recitation in Nath in the beginning, just to, you know, set the tone and get our hearts excited with the love of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today as well, inshallah, I will request Maulana Shams Madani to render a beautiful na'at in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jazakumullah khair.
Sallallahu alayhi ya
يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله حال دل کسی کو سنائے آپ کے ہوتے ہوئے حال دل کسی کو سنائے آپ کے ہوتے ہوئے کیوں کسی کے در پہ جائے کیوں کسی کے در پہ جائے آپ کے ہوتے ہوئے آن دن کس کو سنائے آپ کے ہوتے ہوئے حال دن کس کو سنائے آپ کے ہوتے ہوئے کیوں کسی کے در پہ جائے کیوں کسی کے در پہ جائے آپ کے ہوتے ہوئے حال دل کسی کو سنائے آپ کے ہوتے ہوئے کیوں کسی کے در پہ جائے آپ کے ہوتے ہوئے میں غلام مصطفیٰ ہوں یہ میری پہچان ہے میں غلام مصطفیٰ ہوں یہ میری پہچان ہے ہم مجھے کیوں کر ستائے ہم مجھے کیوں کر ستائے آپ کے ہوتے ہوئے حال دل کس کو سنائے آپ کے ہوتے ہوئے کیوں کسی کے در پہ جائے آپ کے ہوتے ہوئے اور اپنا جینا اپنا مرنا اب اس چوکھٹ پہ ہے اپنا جینا اپنا مرنا اب اس چوکھٹ پہ ہے ہم کہاں سرکار جائے تو کے ہوتے ہوئے
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ بیوٹیفل بیوٹیفل میں غلام مصطفیٰ ہوں
سبحان اللہ
آئی ایم دی سرونٹ آف مصطفیٰ کریم
صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم
علیہ وسلم یہ میری پہچان ہے دس از مائی آئیڈینٹی دس از مائی آئی ڈی کارڈ یو وانٹ ٹو سی مائی آئی ڈی کارڈ مائی آئی ڈی کارڈ سے ہم سلیف آف مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دس مائی آئیڈینٹی غم مجھے کیوں کر ستا ہے آپ کے ہوتے ہوئے سو وائی شوڈ ٹریبیولیشنز اینڈ ڈیفیکلٹیز ٹربل می وین یو آر دیئر فور می الحمدللہ سو مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی انکریز اس ان دی لو اف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جزاک اللہ خیرا مولانا
بارک اللہ
اگین ایلومینیٹنگ اور ہارٹس وتھ یور melodious recitation. Allah Ta'ala grant you more barakah in Ameen. Your voice.
Ameen.
Allah Ta'ala grant you more barakah in your love
Ameen.
For the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing regarding Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, a great prophet of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala named Ibrahim. And in the English language, also known as Abraham. And a prophet who is acceptable by many religions and many scriptures. and such a prominent personality who is known to be the father of the prophets who have come after him. Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam is from the lineage of Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
His son, whose name was Sam.
Subhanallah.
Sam, and through his generation is Sayyiduna Ibrahim,
Ibrahim alayhi salam.
And subhanallah, it all takes us back to the Ark. This is the blessings of the Ark. So Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one of the most frequently mentioned in the Holy Quran. He was born in, which is in today's modern day Iraq. The modern day Iraq. And Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam's lineage is from Nuh ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And his early life, which is also mentioned in the Holy Quran, was that his uncle. His name was?
Azar.
Who was an idol maker and an idol worshipper as well. So he was in that time where idol worshipping was widespread, and the uncle also told him to worship the idol, and Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam rejected to worship the idols. Subhanallah. That our creator is one and I will only worship that creator. What will these idols benefit? They cannot clothe me, they cannot give me to eat, they cannot benefit me in any way. What will the creator of everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything, and I will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And obviously that was amongst the causes of Ibrahim alayhi salam heading towards that entire incident of the
fire.
So Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, there are many incidents related to him. You talk about the incidents of sacrifice.
Sayyidina Ibrahim
alayhi salam. You speak about the construction of the Kaaba.
Sayyidina Ibrahim
alayhi salatu wa salam. Speak about the Maqam Ibrahim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, adopt the Maqam Ibrahim as your place of sajda. So the construction of the Kaaba, the migration to Makkatul Mukarramah, then you have the entire incident of Namrud. So there are many things related, many aspects to the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim. So I think if we just take a quick recap into a very prominent narration, which is Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam's essence of sacrifice. If you would like to mention anything there.
Yeah, when it comes to the essence of sacrifice, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him. He tested him to slaughter his own child. After Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam had stayed for a long period of time without a child, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him a child by the name Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed in the dream that you should slaughter your own child. Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, he reached that age he could walk with his father. In that moment, any father is happy with his child. That now I can see my child growing. Then it's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give test to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam that slaughter your own child.
Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ. That we call to him, O Ibrahim, you have indeed made the dream come true. And this is how we reward the righteous ones. Indeed, this was a clear test, which is mentioned here. Inna hadha lahuwal bala'ul mubin. This was a clear test. And we rescued him in exchange of a great sacrifice as a ransom. The ram which has come from Jannah. So basically, this was a test from
Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is commemorated in such a way that Muslims around the world are ordered to sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every year in the month of Dhul Hijjah. And in fact, one thing I want to mention here, you know, previously we discussed regarding the fact that, you know, some people say about eating plants, don't eat. And we spoke about that it's logically and ethically, morally, scientifically proven that human beings are bound and to eat. They are made, the structure is to made, is to eat the plants and the meat. But another point here is, look at the barakat which Allah Ta'ala has kept. That a female dog, Mrs. Dog, gives birth to how many children at a time?
A lot.
Men. 15.
Maybe.
Yeah.
15, 8 possible. Yeah. But 8, 10, 6. Yeah. The ratio is too much.
Yeah.
But, and the dogs are not sacrificed in this manner.
Yeah.
Okay. But goats and cows, they're sacrificed in millions every year.
Millions. Yeah.
And every year you have more.
So much.
How much barakat Allah Ta'ala has kept in these animals? They consume, okay, not only sacrificed in qurbani, but throughout the year also.
Yes, they
are sacrificed for meat. But yet look at the barakat, the blessings which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has kept within their lineage and within their species. So subhanallah, undoubtedly this could also be related to coming in contact with the narration of a great Nabi of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Sayyidina Ismail ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam and his mother Bibi Hajra radiyallahu ta'ala anha are also related to a very great ni'mat which the world sees today, and we know that as Zamzam. And today millions and millions of liters have come out and are coming out and will come out. And people are benefiting, and Zamzam is sufficient to quench a person's thirst and a person's hunger.
Zamzam bima shurba. The water which can do it, run.
Like whatever intention it is, so whatever will or intention you have, Zamzam is for that.
Yeah, for that.
You have intention for Shifa, drink Zamzam, it is for that.
Yeah.
You have intention for Barakat, drink Zamzam, it is for that. Allah Akbar, subhanAllah.
But
very, very great, very great statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Before you go further, I would like to bring you a bit back, since you attached the story of Qurban. So perhaps might people, they might think that no, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he did that sacrifice just because of he wanted to fulfill his dream in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for us, we haven't even yet had that dream of
Sayyidina
Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So all those people who are having that mindset that no, is only for those who had a dream and is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So for those who are not having dream, there is no problem for them. They cannot even do sacrifice even if they have. So what the message that you can give to
Why
them?
Do we run between Safa and Marwa? Are we also looking for water?
No, we are not looking
exactly.
For water.
So the thing is about the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam dreamt this for three consecutive nights. He's a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets divine inspiration, gets wahi, gets instructions. Okay, and we are worthies. We follow instructions which are sent down for us. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was instructed, then he carried out that instruction. So at that time Ismail alayhi salam also asked. And Ismail alayhi salam said that if Allah Ta'ala has ordered you, please do what Allah has ordained. It was a test for a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Allah. And that legacy is still standing today as remembrance of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Because this is a commandment which is for us very explicitly mentioned by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And not only to the extent of sacrifice, to the extent of how to sacrifice, what to sacrifice. With the definitions of sacrifice. That it should be cattle, it should be goat, it should be sheep. If it is a sheep, what is the age? If it is a goat, what is the age? If it is a cow, what is the age? If it is a camel, what is the age? So it is an order we have been granted. Like same how I mentioned earlier that we are not looking for water. There is enough water there. So that means we should stop running between Safa and Marwa and say that no, because she was looking for water, so she ran. So when we look for water, that's when we will run. No. That action happened, and that action is now like the Sha'airullah, the signs from amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala has ordained in the Holy Quran, it is from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the one who does Hajj or Umrah, there is no doubt in it, it is necessary for them to run between the two hills of Safa and Marwa. So like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is amongst the signs of Allah ta'ala, a great sign of Allah ta'ala, that Ismail alayhi salam was replaced with an animal from Jannah. So Ibrahim alayhi salam like this fulfilled the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala protected his child as well. So to keep this honor and this excellence of sacrifice alive for the years and generations to come, Allah ta'ala has ordained the mankind to follow the same.
Yes, as you are explaining and you have touched the Qurbani part, I just want to know for the sake of the viewers that we are sacrificing goats, cows. Are we not allowed to sacrifice like chicken, rabbits?
The chicken, rabbits is halal animals.
Yes.
But for the sacrifice, there is a specific description which the Holy Quran and which the Ahadith with the commandments of Allah and His Rasul, they have given us.
Yeah.
It's a specific definition for that. And in the definition, which fall under the definition are the goats, the cows and their relatables. Like by relatables, I mean, if you say cows or bulls and all that,
the
male and females are all included, and the camels,
male
or female. So these are included. Anyway, so this is whole event related to Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Now imagine, can anybody slaughter his own son?
That's impossible.
But Ibrahim alayhi salam was ordered and he went for it. They constructed the holy Kaaba, and that stone which is placed there, which is known as the Maqam-e Ibrahim.
Right.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, take the position of Maqam-e Ibrahim as the place of your worship.
Subhanallah.
Why? Just to recall and refresh that Islam, what our prophets went through, what they sacrificed, how they were committed to the mission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, alhamdulillah, we should be proud that we are the proclaimers and the believers upon all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now coming to the narration of Namrud, this is something very beautiful. So coming to the whole incident of the fire, Namrud, who was a very oppressing king, and he was such a person who would oppress the people. He was a proper villain, you would say, this person. And for him was just about himself, his benefit, for people to take him on a God level, ma'adallah, may Allah ta'ala forbid. And anybody who went against him or came in his way, he would get rid of him. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, from a young age, he was against the worshipping of idols and everything. So Ibrahim alayhi salam lived in a society where idol worshipping was very common. He questioned the logic of worshipping the powerless idols, the stars, worshipping idols, worshipping stars, worshipping moon, worshipping sun, worshipping animals. We see today as well, unfortunately. He boldly confronted this and he told his uncle that no, I will not worship the idols. He broke the idols to demonstrate the helplessness. In fact, there is a narration in which the big idol is there and there are other idols. Okay. He broke the other idols and gave the axe into the hands of the big idol. He gave the axe into the hands of the big idol. The uncle comes and asks, who killed them? So he has the axe.
Ask him.
So anyways, he was against it. And the act, this act of being against the idols enraged the king. It made the king very angry. And this king was furious with Ibrahim alayhi salam and wanted to make an example out of him. And a decision was made to burn him alive. Ma'adallah, to burn Ibrahim alayhi salam alive. But not just any fire. They planned to build the biggest fire ever created by humans till that time. Allahu Akbar. The biggest fire humans have ever seen. They created for who?
Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Allahu Akbar.
Which means they dig it a place or what?
Okay, like what the books mention, to define the magnitude of that fire. Mm-hmm. So in a short understanding, you can understand an entire stadium. An entire stadium size. Meaning it was so big, it was so big that it was lit a month in advance. And constantly they were putting oil in it, they were putting wood in it to make the fire hotter and hotter and hotter. Mm. And it was basically like a ditch, like a pit, but the size of like a stadium.
For a single person.
For a single person, they built such a big fire. Allah, look how they were even, okay, they're doing something, but even for that, they were scared. Even for that, they were
scared.
Okay, some narrations say that it was burning for a full month. And continuously they were feeding oil, wood, and other flammable materials to just make it hotter and hotter. The people brought wood from all over the region because so much of, you know, just to light up a small firewood, we need to collect makala or coals and firewood. But for such a big fire, so much of wood needs to be brought. So now just understand is the people brought wood from all over the region. It was said that it was so hot and massive that people couldn't go near it. In fact, birds stopped flying around that area.
Allahu Akbar.
It was so hot. Now, if they cannot even go near the fire, how will they put Ibrahim alayhi salam inside?
Yes, the catapult.
They use a catapult. Mm-hmm. And this was the first time in the history where humans are reported to use a catapult. So they built a catapult, like from far they can basically in today's time, you can understand like a launch pad. Mm-hmm. All right, like, you know, when you have those rockets flying into space and everything, mm-hmm. that whole launch pad, so people cannot go near that. Because its heat exceeds.
Yeah.
All right. And you are remotely launching it. So that's how they were doing it. They were remotely, like from far. They were, ma'adallah. They were basically throwing or launching Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire using the catapult. Yeah. And you can understand it's like military grade artillery launcher. It's like, you know, it's not a small catapult, is not a small fire.
Mm.
Big fire is a big catapult.
Yeah.
And because the fire is so big, so the distance of the catapult is also so big.
Mm.
And from there, they are launching him into the fire. Now, Ibrahim alayhi salam was launched. And the words he said, Allah is sufficient for us. And he is the best disposer of affairs.
Subhanallah.
He is the one who can sort out all affairs. He is the greatest. Allah is sufficient. Entering such a huge pit of fire. And the man says, Allah is there. But what are our tribulations? What fire are we put in? The fire is maximum fire is our fire of financial troubles.
Mm.
Our fire of maybe family troubles. Our fire of maybe health. Fire of tensions, depressions. That's it. Look at this fire. Allahu Akbar. Now, Allah commanded the fire, Ya Nar, fire, Kuni Bardan wa Salama ala Ibrahim. Oh, fire, be cool and safe for Ibrahim.
Subhanallah.
In fact, it's reported an angel had come to Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Subhanallah.
But do you want to ask anything?
If it is from you, I don't want.
If it is from you,
I don't
want. But who I want from is Allah Ta'ala and He knows what I want.
Subhanallah.
Whatever I want is from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, not from you. So whatever I want, the giver of that knows what I want. Look at the trust, the level of trust in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, that steadfastness, Allahu Akbar. So Ya Nar, O fire, Kuni Bardam wa Salama, Allah Ibrahim, and the fire instantly obeyed. Basically, even in, you can say, a nuclear level heat, that heat is immense.
Mm-hmm.
That nuclear level heat, he felt no discomfort, not a scratch mark, not a burn mark, nothing. Like in a nuclear reactor, on a nuclear level fire, you know, imagine this whole park is on a fire, and even if you're walking away from fire, you'll feel something.
Mm-hmm.
Man is in the fire,
but is feeling nothing.
Untouched. the one who places his trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a way for him. Allah ta'ala shows him a way. So this is, you can say, the ultimate example of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salam came and asked if he needed help, and he said, from you? No. From Allah, he is enough. He knows. He knows whatever I want. So people waited to see ashes. But so Ibrahim alayhi salam walked out and hum. So just imagine the people there waiting. Ah, okay, we put him in, now he'll be burnt. And he comes out and he's completely unharmed. Absolutely unharmed. And many people, they actually believed in the true faith and they accepted the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by looking at this event. And Namrud saw this miracle but remained arrogant. For some people, no matter what example you give them, no matter what dalil you give them, no matter how hard you try to explain to them,
they won't accept.
If they don't want to accept, they won't accept.
Before you give us an example, after hearing the story of fire, so did these happen also in the day of Ashura as well, or
this whole event of the fire that Ibrahim alayhi salam was protected from the fire of Namrud, this event happened on the 10th of Muharram.
Subhanallah.
This is an entire event of 10th of Muharram.
Subhanallah.
And as Ibrahim alayhi salam, by the way, like we spoke in the previous episode, is amongst the Ulul Azm.
Ulul Azm as well.
Subhanallah. Is Abul Anbiya, is the father of the prophets who came after him. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also from the lineage of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. In fact, when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was being discussed, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mentioning about Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the Sahaba asked, how did Ibrahim alayhi salam look like? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look at me.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Ibrahim alayhi salam had a lot of resemblance to the physical appearance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
So I was giving an example of Namrud. Even after looking at all of that, he didn't want to believe. Musa alayhi salam, like Fir'aun, even when Musa alayhi salam made the ways by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
yes,
in the river Nile, so what did Fir'aun say? See, it happened because of me.
Yes,
and then what happened? He got
drawn.
Finished. Yeah. So even after looking at clear evident signs, people don't want to believe. No matter, even in today's time, no matter how hard you try, how hard you try to explain to a person, this is right, this is wrong, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, this is not right. No, you were wrong. But no, they have a reason for everything. Nah, you don't understand. Yeah. This was because of this, this was because of this, yeah. This was because of this. They're seeing everything, they're seeing the reality, still they don't want to accept. So for that, I have an example. There was once a person.
Yeah.
And that person, listen, you should listen carefully. Mm-hmm.
There
was once a person who said that I have three questions. If anybody from the world can answer these three questions, I will give him all my wealth, I will give him all my properties, I will give him all my animals, I will literally give him everything. Comes home, makes an announcement, big announcement, like a big boy. Comes home. The wife says, what have you done? So what do you mean? He said, there will be somewhere in the world, someone who will be able to give answers. Said, no, they can never win. Said, why? Said, no. He said, someone in the world will be there who will give all right answers. He said, impossible. So how? He said, let them give right answers. I won't accept. So I will only lose if I accept. I will not accept that they are right. So they were seeing. But why? Their nafs, their carnal desires, their inner self. They were just too fond of and, you know, just too drowned into the fact that they are powerful, they are wealthy, they cannot be harmed, they cannot be touched, they have people underneath them, people are ma'adallah prostrating to them. So this thing made them feel that they are untouchable, forgetting that there is power. There is Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the unseen for us. Allah is unseen for us. Malaika are unseen for us. Jannah, Jahannam, unseen for us. First and foremost, Allah ta'ala mentions the signs of the believers that they believe in the unseen. So you are creating an idol, okay, that is seen. But it is logically impossible that this created us. But a human being has created this. So believing in the unseen, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing that there will be day of judgment, believing in the malaika and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jannah, Jahannam, this is all unseen for us. Who told us that there is Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told us there is Allah. Allah ta'ala has told the entire mankind himself, I am your creator. Through revelation, which came to us through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Quran. Signs are there for believers. The other thing here is that no matter what the hardship is, no matter what the tribulation is, the scale of fire was so immense. Allah wanted to protect, Allah protected. Yeah. Namrud wanted to shatter Ibrahim alayhi salam apart. But Allah Ta'ala willed to protect Ibrahim alayhi salam. Yeah. Likewise, we need to understand nobody can harm us if Allah wants to protect us.
No.
But if there is harm written for us and if the entire mankind wants to protect us, nobody can protect us. Mm-hmm. So that reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be there. Sometimes because of lack of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we end up into some sorts of sins. Like for example, stealing or robbing or lying or corruption or bribery. You know, these things. Why? You know, there is a narration that there was once a great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was entering to a masjid and he had a shawl with him. And that shawl, a piece of cloth, before entering the masjid, he gave it to a person that, please keep it. When I'm exiting the masjid, I'll take it back from you. That person, he took it and ran away. When the sheikh came out of the masjid, he saw the person has gone. The sheikh said, okay, fine. He passed by a market, the sheikh. He saw his shawl at a shop.
Yes, sir.
So he asked the person, how much? He said, 2 dirhams. He said, come on, my brother, this is my shawl. Maybe somebody came and sold it to you, but he had stolen from me. He said, yeah, he came to me, sold it for 1 dirham. Mm-hmm. And I'm keeping 1 dirham profit and I'm giving it to you for 2 dirhams.
Okay.
The sheikh smiled. And the sheikh said that, you know what? He sold it for you. He sold it to you for how much? He said, 1 dirham. He said, that means he earned 1 dirham through stealing. When I gave him the shawl and I entered the masjid, I had made an intention already that when I come out and when I receive the shawl back from him, I will give him 1 dirham.
Mm.
1 dirham was written for him. 1 dirham
was written
for him, but he rushed and got it through the haram. Had he waited, you would get it through the halal. What's written for you, it will get to you. Yes, efforts should be there. We have to make our efforts. So yes, we need to do our effort also. But with that trust in Allah, whatever is written for me will get to me.
Mm.
And what's not written for me, no matter what I do, I can't get it.
Mm.
If you have a piece of bread between your lips, if it's not written for you, no matter what happens, it can never go down your throat. But if there is a piece of bread which is underneath the mountain and it is written for you, anyhow, it will get to your mouth. So that trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we understand this from this narration of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that such a huge fire could not hurt Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because Allah ta'ala wanted to protect Ibrahim.
Subhanallah.
Allah ta'ala also grant us, you know, even a droplet of that trust which Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know, had on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe if we attain even, you know, a minute level of that trust. Unfortunately, we lack trust these days.
Mm-hmm.
Inshallah, our lives will be set.
Inshallah.
Just the trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything you would like to add?
Yeah, just a lesson from the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. The first lesson we are learning from this story is that At-Tawheed Asasuddin. At-Tawheed Asasuddin. Believing in oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the foundation of deen. Having the true aqidah, it's the foundation of deen. A person can be hafiz, can be whatever, can be an alim, but if the aqidah is corrupt, then all the thing in waste. Because Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was fighting for the aqidah, fighting for the tawheed. He even left his uncle. Say, okay, you want me to worship this? I want to worship. Otherwise, I'm leaving. He left the house. And from this also we see that
meaning there can be compromise on anything but your faith.
But faith, no compromise.
No compromise. Yeah. No matter what. Even if you lose in your life, no problem.
No.
Faith is there, everything is there.
Everything
faith
is there.
Faith is not that you are empty.
Exactly.
And I think even in this story, we are learning also that we should speak truth even when you are alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we can see, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was alone against Namrud people. But still he was keeping speaking the truth while having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
This reminds me of a very beautiful saying. The saying, subhanallah, the viewers can see the weather here. It's quite windy. When we were talking in the beginning, it was quite sunny. Yeah. But we'll keep it here. So the beautiful saying of English language. Because in that time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, idol worshipping was very widespread.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the saying is right even if nobody is doing it.
Mm.
Meaning everybody is worshipping the fire, everybody is worshipping the idols.
Mm.
But you are the one alone who has iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because everybody is doing it does not mean it is right.
Mm-hmm.
Right is right even if nobody is doing it. And wrong is wrong even if everybody is doing it.
Mm.
This is a message for today.
Subhanallah.
Message for today, our sisters who are going out without parda, without hijab, saying, everybody is doing it, whole dunya is doing it. So I should also do it. If everybody is doing it, does not mean that it is right. And if somebody is not doing something, and if the whole world is not following maybe the parda or something, it does not mean that you shouldn't do it. So right is right even if nobody is doing it. On social media, on Instagram, on TikTok, placing your phone there, dancing and doing this for some cheap views, for some cheap fame. Why? Everyone is doing it. So by everyone doing it does not make it right. So let's not follow the trends just because everyone is doing it. Because had that been the case with our pious predecessors, so we wouldn't be even discussing about their events and they wouldn't be special. Our awliya, if we look at them, why we know them? Because they stood against the odd and they stood with what's true, even if they were
alone.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
So, mashallah, I think take this as a lesson of today, like a takeaway of today. Right is
right.
Even if
no one is doing it.
Yeah. And wrong is wrong.
Even everyone is doing it.
Even if everybody is doing it. Yeah. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will bless, Allah Ta'ala will recompense in unimaginable ways from places where a person can never even imagine. Allah Ta'ala will bless, Allah Ta'ala will grant. You have your faith correct, like this phone. This phone can do everything, but if it's not connected to a network, if it does not have a SIM or it's not connected to Wi-Fi, then it is just here. It is not using its full shift. You cannot use your WhatsApp. You cannot browse the internet. You can't do. You are disconnected. So that connection of our heart with our Creator has to be intact. Then only, inshallah, Azzawajal, we will be successful in this world
and the hereafter.
And about Azal, I'll just make this clear that we are saying uncle. Some maybe the viewers may be saying that, but in the Quran it is mentioned as father. But we should understand this, that the pattern of the Arabic language is such that father's brother is also sometimes said as father. Okay, in the Urdu language also, like for example, we'll say Bare Abu. He's not your abu, but because he's your father's brother, so you place him to that in your normal speaking. Because the Anbiya-i Kiram, according to the narration of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Anbiya-i Kiram have come from pure lineages. So Ibrahim ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has come from pure lineages, pure bloodlines. Okay, and for the bloodline to be pure, it is necessary that they are believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Because it is a nur. A nur, we are transferring from pure back to another pure back.
Yes, correct. 100%. So the Anbiya-i Kiram alayhim salatu wasalam have come from pure lineages. Okay, and the person by the name of Azar, whom we see in books and narration, is actually the uncle of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who please Him who stick on his obedience
and
who are unshakable in terms of Iman. Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to act upon whatever we learnt. Stay tuned to this beautiful series. Keep watching Madani Channel. Stay tuned. See you in the next episode, inshallah. Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
From the earth that sailed in storm and rain, from to Karbala's land of grief and pain, one held life through water's wave, one showed truth and died so brave. From the ark to Karbala.